If you have your Bibles, turn with me in the Old Testament to the book of Joshua. As we continue there, we remember we learned last week in Joshua 1 that they were commanded by the Lord to be strong and courageous as they were entering into the land. And the people heard it, and they obeyed. And now we're in Joshua 2. Joshua 2, we'll read the whole chapter. This is God's Word. Then Joshua the son of Nun sent two men as spies secretly from Shittim, saying, "Go, view the land, especially Jericho." So they went and came into the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab, and lodged there. It was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight, so to search out the land." And the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, "Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land." But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them, and she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from." And it came about when it was time to shut the gate at dark that the men went out, and I do not know where the men went. "Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them." But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued them on the road to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as those who were pursuing them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard it, our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's household, and give me a pledge of truth, and spare my father, my mother, and my brothers, and my sisters, with all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." So the man said to her, "Our life for yours, if you do not tell this business of ours. And it shall come about when the Lord gives us the land that we will deal kindly and faithfully with you." Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall, so that she was living on the wall. She said to them, "Go to the hill country, so that the pursuers will not happen upon you, and hide yourselves there for 3 days until the pursuers return. Then afterward you may go on your way." The men said to her, "We shall be free from this oath to you which you have made us swear, unless, when we come into the land, you tie this cord of scarlet thread in the window through which you let us down, and gather to yourself into your house, into the house, your father and your mother and your brothers and all your father's household. It shall come about that anyone who goes out of the doors of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his own head, and we shall be free. But anyone who is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be free from the oath which you have made us swear." She said, "According to your word, so be it." So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. They departed and came to the hill country and remained there for 3 days until the pursuers returned. Now the pursuers had sought them all along the road, but had not found them. Then the two men returned and came down from the hill country and crossed over and came to Joshua, the son of Nun. And they related to him all that had happened to them. They said to Joshua, "Surely the Lord has given all the land into our hands. Moreover, all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before us." Thus far in God's Word. As Joshua sent the two spies from Israel into Jericho to spy out the land, we see some interesting things, no doubt. Not only in the context of Rahab's lying to the king of Jericho, and the spies promised to save Rahab and her family from the destruction that was about to come upon Jericho. But we see some details in the story which are very interesting. Look at verse 14. The spies had listened to the words of Joshua. They had listened to the words of the Lord that He will give Israel rest and will give them this land. Verse 14 of chapter 2, the spies tell Rahab that the Lord would give Israel the land. They listened to chapter, what we know as chapter 1. That the Lord would give them the land. And they believed it. They heard the word of the Lord. They received it and believed. And now they were living it out, telling Rahab about it. They knew the truth. So they received the word. They believed the promises just as we are to do. We see all through Scripture promises that God makes. We are to believe them. And we are to receive them and live them out. We must believe, as we learned in chapter 1, that we are aliens, foreigners in this earth. Our home is with the Lord. And He has promised us that we will go into that land, that heavenly country, and deliver us from this present evil age. He will bring us to Himself, and we have to believe that. Because that's where our hope lies, that we will be with Jesus. Jesus prayed that in John 17. That we would be with Him. And one more thing that should strike us is Rahab's faith. We learn about her faith in Hebrews 11. It says there, by faith, the faith chapter. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. Look at verse 9. Before the men had really, I don't think they said a word to her. I might be mistaken. I'm not going to look now, but I don't think they even spoke to her yet. And she said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. She believed in God. She knew the testimony that they had, that the Lord had split open the Red Sea and delivered them from Egypt, and that they had, the Lord had destroyed Sihon and Og, the two great kings that were standing in Israel's way. She believed in God, and she risked her life before her own king, the king of Jericho, that she might be delivered when destruction came. Are we ourselves willing to risk our lives to stand upon the Lord and the word that He gives us and the promises He gives us, that we too might avoid destruction, that He would bring us into eternity, into glory, made perfect in holiness. Do you believe that He's delivered you already from destruction, from your sin and guilt by the blood of Jesus? Or may we be like the spies and their faith and their believing the promises, and let us be like Rahab in her faith. May the Lord help our unbelief.